Good morning. What are we all doing right now? Right now, we are all assembled. Why are we allowed to do this, you may ask? Because the First Amendment to our Constitution says so. Everyone in the United States of America has the right to peacefully assemble. And people who have the Constitution to do so may gather to push for whatever right or freedom that they want. It does not mean that they will get what they want, but they have a government-protected right to rally for their cause. The Women's March on Washington, and many other places as well, last month was an example of peaceful assembly, as was the New England Patriots victory parade in which Commissioner Roger Goodell's name was trashed. The protest of the pipeline at Standing Rock in North Dakota is another example. But wait a second. Are there not accounts of police brutality and violence at the pipeline? It seems there are, which means the right has been violated. Not just at the pipeline protests, many peaceful protests have ended in violence in the history of our country. And considering certain things that happened in late January that I can't be specific about, this is only going to get worse. But it could still be worse. In certain countries, such as North Korea, any kind of protest or assembly is strictly illegal under pain of being sent to a concentration camp along with your entire family or killed. The freedom of assembly in the U.S. was likely fueled by, in part at least, by the Boston Massacre back in 1770, when a couple of colonists were having a snowball fight and one of them threw a snowball at a British soldier walking by, which led to a violent brawl between British soldiers and colonists. More from each side joined the fray as the fight went on. Now, this isn't exactly an example of peaceful assembly. First of all, it wasn't exactly peaceful because he did throw a snowball, but still, snowball, come on. And they didn't exactly assemble, but it still kind of resembled that, and I think, you know, since things really snowballed from there, this kind of led to the American Revolution, and the event was on the minds of the creators of the Constitution at the Constitutional Convention. So why is freedom of assembly important? It's important because it's how people know that their government is not perfect. If you never saw the protest marches, the strikes, etc., do you have as much of a basis to form your opinion? It is easy to not take a stand for someone if they don't seem real to you. That's why Martin Luther King Jr. was so successful at bringing our nation closer to equality. His march on Selma opened the eyes of the Southern whites who were not racist to the fact that these were actual people being oppressed. Here's another example. What is remembered more, Tiananmen Square, or the countless other citizens that were killed by the Chinese government in the mid-1900s? Obviously, Tiananmen Square is remembered more. And why is that? It's because it was a protest. And because it was a protest, the entire world got to see a picture of a man standing in front of multiple tanks refusing to move. Way more powerful than being told about some large number of people on the other side of the world being killed. Lack of freedom of assembly is how powers such as Nazi Germany sprung up. Once people were afraid to rebel, the government could basically do what they wanted without resistance from within. With freedom of assembly, people feel safer about protesting, and therefore you get not only the diehards who are actually willing to die for their cause, but you get the weaker supporters who support it but, you know, would keep their mouths shut if there was threat of dying. Like an estimated 60% of the German population during the Nazi reign. So, to sum it all up, freedom of assembly is something the government gives, but it's also something the people must uphold. If there is a protest or a gathering of some sort against something that you would like to protest as well, don't hesitate to join. Thank you.